Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the arcade. We are Canada's video game radio show for this and all future generations. I am Mike the Legend, so glad to be back with you and that you can be back here with us for a very, very special edition of the arcade. I know I say that every week, and sometimes I mean it, sometimes I don't, but this week I mean it. In particular, because it is a very, very special edition of the arcade, is it not?
Yes, it is. I am the second voice on the program. I am Dennis. This week, the Man with No Name trilogy.
Ooh, that's really not much of a nickname.
No, it's not. But that's what happens when...
It's more just using something else that has its own name and trying to, you know, use it and repurpose it for your own needs.
Yes, but... It worked. It makes me laugh. That's why I used it this week.
Oh, well, all right then.
Yes.
Care to elaborate to our listeners who might be not necessarily in on the joke that you and I are currently in on?
Well, yes, the Man with No Name trilogy is a trilogy of films directed by Sergio Leone in the 60s starring Clint Eastwood, probably the most popular of which being The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. But, yes, the trilogy of them together is often called the Man with No Name trilogy, since the character he plays is kind of like the same character in all three movies, and he's not distinctly referred to as having a name, even though I think it's disputed at a couple points that he actually does have a name. But, regardless, he's just kind of like the mysterious stranger that always rolls into town, and, yes, so that's what I thought my nickname was going to be this week. Dennis, the Man with No Name trilogy.
And I have to admit, I do see some parallels between yourself and the lone gunslinger character that Clint Eastwood portrays in those movies.
Yes. I walk around killing people with a revolver that I load by hand. I squint a lot. I ride a horse. I'm wanted in, like, the Old West. In... All 13 states.
Finally, the truth comes out. You've been leading a double life this entire time, haven't you?
Yes. And all I got out of it was this lousy t-shirt.
Always comes back to the lousy t-shirt, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Fair enough. Well, unfortunately, on this program, we cannot offer up lousy t-shirts as a means of bribing people to listen. All we can really do is just have stuff that they want to listen to, and I think we've got that in spades for this week's edition of the Arcade, which you can listen to on air, 92.9 KKFM, Winnipeg's indie station, or, of course, on our own website, thearcadeshow.com. But as I mentioned at the tail end of last week, you might have missed it, but you're tuning in anyway. So, hey, cat's out of the bag. We are, in fact, doing another all-music show this week with a particular focus and, in fact, sole focus being paid to the one and only Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes, Mr. Weird Al Yankovic, probably the preeminent satirist in the music industry. Song parodist, as it were.
Song parodist. I guess almost one of the... Not almost. Is one of the cornerstones of said subgenre of music.
Yes.
If not the outright founder. Well, certainly...
No, not the founder. I'd say Dr. Demento did that far before, and Weird Al cited him as an influence and stuff.
True.
But Weird Al was like the one that really brought it into the limelight, made it popular, and made the MTV generation relate to it.
That's what I was talking about.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. Now we're on the trolley. And yes, we are in fact doing an all Weird Al show this week. You know, the past couple times we've done a couple Frank Zappa shows, and this week, Weird Al, why? Because the man deserves his due.
Yes, he does.
And a couple months ago, he was in town for as part of his most recent concert tour. And believe it or not, I mean, I know this may come as a shock to some of the listeners out there. We did, in fact, try to line up an interview with the man himself.
We did, and it didn't work.
It did not work. It went so far as his, I guess, management, and they basically gave us the old, you know, thanks, we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Okay. I guess if you're not, or if you're just on a college radio station, Weird Al does not have time for you.
Apparently you're not big enough for him. Even though when he was in town, I really don't recall him doing any press. Any local press at all.
Probably I don't know. Maybe it's a writer of his. No local press.
Not entirely impossible. Whatever the reason, such is the way.
Yes, but
yes, we did try. So we do make attempts to change things up a bit on this program from time to time. Just not always does it get past road management, but, you know, nevertheless, at least they were nice about it. But yes, we are, in fact, getting to it this week because, well, hey, why not? As good a week as any, I'd say.
Yeah.
And, of course, we all know Weird Al, and if you don't know Weird Al, you have come to the right place this week. Hoo doggy. But, of course, yes, very popular and, I guess, well-known for taking a popular song, kind of twisting it around, so it's a satire of what it previously was, or a parody, as we've mentioned already. But this week we're going to, I guess, be taking a bit of a different direction with his musical career. The most obvious songs that people know are, you know, Amish Paradise, White and Nerdy, the very, very popular ones that really crossed over into popular culture. But he is a very talented musician beyond just his parodies.
That is definitely true, and, well, most people don't realize that he actually, like, at least half of his stuff, if not more, is actually original music written by him. And it's always in the style of some other artist, but it's written by him, and, he does a really good job of writing music, I think.
He does a very, very good job, and, this is certainly an aspect of his musical career that I think doesn't get nearly as much attention paid to it as it should. He is absolutely fantastic, and there's been a number of albums, especially over the past decade or so, when popular music became very splintered and fractured, fragmented, if you will, into so many different genres, and there was no longer just one singular popular act, that his original pieces of music were actually seemed much stronger than what the parodies were.
Yes, I think the most notable would have been on Poodle Hat, when it all kind of culminated, I'd say, and really, like, the pop, well, his references to pop culture seemed kind of just tacked on.
Just a little bit, yes. I mean, of course, at the time, there was really hard to get a handle on just where music was at that point.
Yes.
But nevertheless, and that's certainly what we want to try and highlight on this week's edition with this all-music program that we're doing because, well, people need to hear these songs. They are fantastic, and with hearing them, they can better appreciate Weird Al and what he does in music. So, of course, as we do with any other program, we start with the ludicrous lead-offs. And in this case, we're doing not two, but four. It's a supersized,
yes,
ludicrous lead-off pack, and we have a hodgepodge.
Yes, a hodgepodge from various times
throughout Weird Al's career. In fact, we start things off with some selections from the soundtrack to his movie UHF from back in the 80s, and then we go to Polka Party from the 80s as well, and then we end off with a very, very, very ludicrous track from Poodle Hat.
Next week on U62, he's back. And this time, he's mad. Gandhi 2. No more Mr. Passive Resistance. He's out to kick some butt. This is one bad mother you don't want to mess with.
Don't move, slangball.
He's a one-man wrecking crew. But he also knows how to party.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
Hey, Baldi!
There is only one law. His law. Gandhi 2.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City! Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents.
And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas. And that's all.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
We're gonna get
wires, walkie-talkies, copper wires, safety goggles, radio liars, BB pellets, rubber mallets, fans, and dehumidifiers, picture hangers, paper cutters, waffle irons, window shutters, baby movers, window louvers, masking tape, and plastic cutters, kitchen faucets, folding tables, weather slipping, jumper cables, hooks and tackle, grapples, tackle, power, blockers, spoons, and ladles, vessels, size, refumigation, high performance, lubrication, metal, roofing, water, proofing, multi-purpose, insulation, air compressors, press connectors, wrecking chisels, smoke detectors, higher gauges, sensor gauges, thermostats, and bug deflectors, trailer, machine magnetizers, automatic circumcisers, tennis rackets, angle brackets, turbo cells, and energizers, socket panels, circuit breakers, vacuum cleaners, copy meters, calculators, generators, matching salt and pepper shakers.
The lyrics in that last song, or the vocals in general, are so ridiculous, I think.
That was probably the most insane vocal effort I've heard Weird Al do.
Yes.
I didn't know he was able to, I guess, do a song quite like that.
Yes, but...
I'm tired just from listening to it.
Yes,
it's a workout.
In case any of you out there are not sure, we've been doing a Weird Al music spectacular here on the Arcade.
Indeed. It's it seemed like the right thing to do.
Yes.
And, that was just a supersized block of ludicrous lead-offs.
Yes, starting off with, from UHF, Gandhi 2 and Spatula City, followed by Christmas at Ground Zero from Polka Party, and then being finished up by Hardware Store off of Poodle Hat.
Off of Poodle Hat, one of his more recent efforts. Christmas at Ground Zero, I enjoy that song as well, as we've also made use of it for our, Christmas music specials.
Yes.
From back in the day. It just fits.
It's still a ridiculous song, a ludicrous song, as it were.
Indeed, and Gandhi too. If you've seen UHF movie, you know that is just funny as hell when that comes up.
Yes.
It seems inappropriate, but yet you can't help but laugh.
Of course.
So some good ludicrous lead-offs all around. And as we said at the start of the show, one of, if not the aim that we're trying to take with this week's program, the Weird Al music special, is just playing, some Weird Al music that you're not as familiar with.
That's just true.
Isn't as popular, but still every bit as good as what is more well-known from his other albums and his other popular efforts.
That's true.
And, of course, we're going to continue that now as we get into some more tracks from Poodle Hat, which I personally think is a bit of an underrated album.
Yes, I think so as well. It didn't have the... it wasn't quite as good as Straight Outta Linwood.
This is true.
I mean, Straight Outta Linwood, he really found his stride again, I think. But still, Poodle Hat, for all of its flaws, still had, some of his best original music, I'd say.
And that's why I like it so much. Now, Poodle Hat pretty much flew under the radar. It came out in 2003. Now, one of the main reasons it flew under the radar, and I say that, is because there was no music video to accompany it. They were actually in pre-production, ready to shoot a video for a parody he did of an Eminem song, until Eminem came along and just said, "No, you can do the song, you just can't do the video for it."
Yes, even though he originally kind of agreed to it, which is kind of an arrangement Weird Al has with, people he parodies. He said it's his unspoken, it's his it's a non-contractual thing, it's just something he does out of respect. If an artist doesn't want him to do something, he won't do it. Even though he's pointed out many times in the past, even though I'm legally allowed to do it, under, the Fifth Amendment? Or free speech, or something to do, something like that in the States. I'm not up on my American law. Sorry,
your American copyright law. No, of
yes.
course not, and you would have no reason to be. But yes, I mean, provided it's in the vein of parody or satire, then it is allowed to be used. But of course, he respects the artists and their work, and this is the course he takes. And some people, 98% of the people he's parodied go along with it and think it's fantastic. To many, it is an honor.
Yes, I would definitely be honored. I mean, even Kurt Cobain, they found when they went through his diary after he died, which is, I'm not, I think that's uncool, but they found that he wrote a whole page and a half about how he thought it was great that Weird Al parodied this stuff, and he was super excited once he first heard about it, wondering what food he'd be working into the song. But right up to Chameleonaire saying the guy's got mad flow.
And this is the interesting, aspect is that he's covered so many people, is that it really is a badge of honor to be parodied by him, because it means you are one of the big artists going at that moment.
That's true.
And Poodle Hats, back when music, thanks to the internet, really kind of fragmented into many different genres, and there was no one big popular act, and this is why I say Poodle Hat kind of also was an underrated album, because that's where his original efforts just shone through so well, probably better on any previous album to that point.
Yes.
And we are going to get to some more of them right now on this fine, fine radio program. Enjoy.
in two pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give up if I cut my arm bleeding. This is my last resort. Cause I'm losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Losing my sight, losing my mind. Wish somebody would tell me I'm fine. Nothing's alright. Nothing is fine. I'm running and I'm crying. Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars that fade away to shake up. Why'd you leave your teeth upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars that fade away to shake up. Why'd you leave your teeth upon the table? I don't think you trust. Now.
I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. Everyone says I'm dumber than a bag of rocks. I barely even know how to put on my own pants. But I'm a genius in France. Yeah. Genius in France. Genius in France. I may not be the sharpest hunk of cheese. I got a negative number on my SATs. I'm not good looking, and I don't know how to dance.
But nevertheless, in spite of the evidence, I am so widely considered to be a
genius in France, genius in France, genius in France. People say I'm a geek, a moronic little freak, an annoying pipsqueak with an unfortunate physique. If I was any dumber, they'd have to water me twice a week. But when the mademoiselles see me, they all swoon and shriek. They take my mystique, they think I'm say magnifique. When I'm in Paris,
I'm the chicest of the chic.
They love my body odor and my bad toupee. They love my stripy shirt and my stupid beret.
And when I'm sipping on a Perrier in some cafe down in Saint-Tropez, it's hard to keep the fans at bay.
They say, sign my poodle, see who play. Sign my poodle, see who play. Poodle, poodle. Short of a casserole, a few buttons missing on my remote control, a few fries short of a happy meal. I couldn't pour water out of a boot with instructions on the heel. Instructions on the heel. Instructions on the heel. But when I'm in Provence, I get free croissants. Yeah, I'm the guy every French lady wants. And if you ask them why, you're bound to get this response.
He's a genius in France, genius in France.
That's right.
He's a genius in France, genius in France.
You
know it. He's a genius in France, genius in France. Genius in France.
I'm not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. The folks in France, they don't seem to agree. They say, bonjour, monsieur. Would you take the picture with me? I say, oui, oui.
That's right.
I say, oui, oui.
Oui, oui. He says, oui, oui.
I'm dumber than a box of hair, but those Frenchies don't seem to care. Don't know why I'm on France, but they love me there. I'm a genius in France. I'm a genius in France.
Gonna make a big splash when I show up in Cannes. Gonna make those Frenchies scream, use a man, use a man.
Like a fine red wall.
Wah!
I got that je ne sais quoi.
Wah!
Like a fine red wall.
Ooh la la.
I got that je ne sais
quoi. Quoi, 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 quoi.
I'm a taco short of a combo plate, but by some twist of fate, all the frogs think I'm great. Oh, the men all faint, and the women scream. They like me more than heavy cream. When I'm in Versailles, I'm a popular guy. My oh my, I'm as French as apple pie.
Apple pie!
They say
think I'm awfully witty. A riot and a half. When I tell a stupid joke, they laugh. And laugh. People and friends have lots of attitude. They're snotty and rude. They like disgusting food. But when they see me, they just come unglued. They think that I am one happening dude. I'm about as sharp as a bowling ball, but they like me better than Charles de Gaulle. Andre knew it's very true. The room temperature is higher than my IQ, but they love me more than Gerard Depardieu. How did this happen? I don't have a clue. I'm not the quickest tractor on the farm. I don't have any skills or grace or charm. And most people look at me like I'm all covered with ants. But I'm a genius in France. Genius in France. Genius in France. And I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I'm never, 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 never going back home again. Tearing up my return flight ticket. Gonna tell the folks back home where they can't stick it. Cause I'm never going back. I'm never going back. I'm never going back. The girls back home never gave me a chance. But I sure enough got them frogs in some kind of trance. And I'm aware that it's a most improbable circumstance. But great Google and Mowgli, I'm a genius in France. Every Frenchie that I meet just can't wait to kiss my feet. Get in line, pucker up, too sweet. Getting even more famous by the hour. I'm stuffed with pastries and drunk with power. Now they're putting up a statue by the Eiffel Tower. A little more to the left, boys. A little more to the left. A little more to the left, boys. A little more to the left. Biggest dork there is alive. My mom picked out my clothes for me till I was 35. And I forgot to mention I'm not even welcome at the Star Trek convention. But the Frenchies think that my poop don't stink. I'm a genius in France.
Say, would you pass the Grey Poupon? Merci beaucoup.
Those were some choice selections from Poodle Hat, Weird Al's 2003 album. In there we heard Party at the Leper Colony, The Angry White Boy Polka, which was entertaining as well, a fantastic ending. But more importantly, we still managed to work in some Frank Zappa to this show.
Yes, even though it's not distinctly Frank Zappa, it's Weird Al doing an original song in the style of Frank Zappa.
Called Genius in France, and also there's some more Zappa connection to that song.
Yes, as the guitar solos you hear at the beginning and end are actually done by Dweezil Zappa himself.
Yes, so Frank Zappa is still permeating this program.
Yes.
Even though it's an all Weird Al show. Nevertheless, we're creative that way.
Yes, we are.
But, of course, we're trying to convey a better understanding and appreciation for Weird Al's body of work beyond just his well-known song parodies. And so we're going to, you know, take a step back and go all the way back to his very first album.
Yes, that's right. The self-titled album, just simply titled Weird Al Yankovic, from 1983, featured, well, I guess all of the songs he'd been playing in one form or another up to that point.
Indeed, you know, songs like I Love Rocky Road, My Bologna, which was his parody of My Sharona, and another one, Rides the Bus.
Yes, but we will be playing both My Bologna and another one, Rides the Bus, right now, and yeah, I think that the interesting thing about both of these is, like, these are the ones that kind of set his career in motion.
This song did. My Bologna, the first parody song that he recorded and got played on the Dr. Demento show.
Yes, since he apparently had always sent unsolicited tapes to Mr. Demento over and over again, until finally he got this one and just couldn't resist playing it.
And yeah, interesting as well, recorded in the, I guess, bathroom right across from his dorm in college.
Yes.
Apparently it had great acoustics.
Yeah. Weird. And then there was another one, Rides the Bus, which had him featured on the Late Late Show with Tom Snyder.
Back in 1981.
Yes.
Do yourself a favor, search up that clip on YouTube. His first ever national television appearance. It's... I want those pants. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. But, enjoy.
Show me how. Spread it on a little of this bologna. Hoping that we don't run out. Don't run out. If we do, I'm sure that I'll miss bologna. Never gonna stop. Eat it up. Such a fancy snack. I always eat too much. And throw up. But I'll soon be back for my. Yeah, yeah. Woo! My bologna. My bologna. Hey!
Since I went to see the should have got off a couple months ago, but I couldn't get to the door. There isn't any room for me to breathe, and now we're gonna pick up more, yeah. Another one rides the buzzsaw. Another one rides the buzzsaw. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the buzzsaw. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the buzz.
That was My Bologna and Another One Rides the Bus here on an all Weird Al music special, which I'm pretty sure is the fifth different name that we've called this program, but doesn't matter. The crux of it is it's Weird Al's music here on the Arcade, which is Canada's video game radio show, kind of doing away with video games, but still maintaining all kinds of awesome.
Yes, and nerd cred.
Oodles of nerd cred, which yes. We're kind of hoping all the nerd cred that Weird Al has rubs off on us.
Yes. And maintained the nerd credibility that we'd like to have thought, or we'd like to think that we've brought up, built up on this program over the past over 4.5 years now.
Going on 5 years.
Yes.
Approaching 5 years, which we still have a ways to go to try and catch up with Weird Al and his nerd cred, because he's been going at it for over 30 years now.
Well, as a musician, yes.
Yes.
As a human being, more than that. No offense to Mr. Yankovic, but I think he already knows his place in the universe.
Well said. Well said indeed. But as we said before those songs played, do yourself a favor. Check out the YouTube clip of Weird Al playing Another One Rides the Bus on the Late Late Show with Tom Snyder back in 1981. Not only is the fashion just kooky as hell, but that was his first national TV appearance, and he was joined by Jim Bermuda Schwartz, and of all things, Mr. Bermuda Schwartz, who's been with him ever since,
yes,
was playing the briefcase.
Yes, the briefcase, and I believe like a bicycle horn, and a couple other weird things just hooked up, and they were both kind of sitting down on the ground, and it was a weird kind of interesting television appearance, if I ever saw one.
It was perhaps a little ahead of its time.
Yes.
And yes, that's the best we can say. But nevertheless, that kind of brings us up to his most recent effort, Straight Outta Linwood, as we go from his first album all the way up to his most recent album, as we like to jump around. But nevertheless, we are going to get to some very, very fantastic original songs here. A Beach Boys, or more specifically, Brian Wilson-inspired song. Last week we were talking about Pet Sounds. Yeah, Brian Wilson.
Yes.
This song off Straight Outta Linwood was Pancreas, followed by Virus Alert.
Yes, so enjoy.
My pancreas,
pancreas attracts every other pancreas in the universe with a force proportional to the product of their masses and inversely proportional to the distance between them.
Woo, 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 woo.
Don't you know you gotta flow, pancreatic juice, flow, into the duodenum, won't you flow, pancreatic juice, flow, into the duodenum, won't you flow,
insulin,
flow,
coming from the islands of Longerhans, insulin,
glucagon,
coming from the islands of Longerhans, insulin, glucagon.
Everyone, listen up your attention, if you please. Really wanna give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking your chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record Chili, Nutrient Pets, and give your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Your face right off your skull.
Look out!
And make your iPod only play General Toe.
Look out!
And tell you knock-knock jokes while you're trying to sleep.
Look out!
And make you physically attracted to sheep.
Look out!
Steal your identity and your credit card.
Look out!
Buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards.
Look out!
Then cause a major rift in time and space and leave a bunch of tweaky rappers all over the place. That's right, it's a
virus alert.
You need immediately before someone. Get in faith.
Yes, that's probably my favorite Weird Al Yankovic original music song. Virus Alert, off of his 2006 album, Straight Outta Linwood, a nod to a band that most people I know probably haven't heard of, band from, I believe, Los Angeles called Sparks. A little bit of a weird band from back in the day. They had some interesting music. Most notably, I think, one song called This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, or was it This Song Ain't Big Enough for Two of Us? Do you recall?
I, off the top of my head, I'm not terribly certain. I keep a lot of useless information in my mind, but that's just one nugget that just I can't find room for.
Yes.
But either way, Sparks is the band that was the inspiration, or for the style of, Virus Alert.
Yes, but other than that, great song otherwise.
Fantastic song. A really good album, really solid effort, and certainly looking forward to his next album, which should be coming out sometime in the first half of next year.
Yes, even though he did whet our appetites with his internet-only EP.
Ah, yes, Internet Leaks, which had Skipper Dan.
Yes, another great original song.
It's certainly shaping up to have a bevy of fantastic original songs on there. But we do have one more original song for you here left on this Weird Al music special. But before we get to it, we just want to say that, you know what, we're here every Friday night at 7 p.m. and we air again Sundays at 6 p.m. as we are starting to run out of time. And you can always email us at thearcade@kick.fm or drop us a line and tell us, what did you think of tonight's show? What songs did you maybe want to hear on our next Weird Al music special by dropping us a line on our website, thearcadeshow.com. But we leave you now with another song from Straight Outta Linwood, a fantastic way to end this program, a nod to all those big 80s telethon songs.
Yes.
Don't download this song.
Once in a while, maybe you will feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad and the shame would leave a permanent scar. 'Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. The record store's where you treat you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are.